Are you ready? Hey, think you could tell us what to do? You think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like, put your comments on visitor posts. There's also Twitter. At Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you missed the first hour, all kinds of good stuff in there for you. Go back and find it on podcastarena.com. We promised you some odds here. We'll get to those. But now that you've had a chance to think about it, basically, Bovada has updated college football odds. Your current favorite. At 6-1, down slightly from 7-1. This is the third time they've done the odds.
Okay.
Is Alabama. Who is the second choice to win the national championship in college football this season?
The best I could come up with when you said, like, because I feel like if I said Ohio State, that wouldn't be a surprise, right?
No, it really wouldn't. Not to me.
And Clemson wouldn't be a surprise, right?
Shouldn't be, no. That's your third favorite and co-fourth favorite.
Okay. Michigan, you said, is no longer the team.
Correct.
So it brought me down to two teams.
Okay.
It brought me down to Florida State and Oklahoma.
Neither of which would be correct.
Oh, Lord. I have no idea then.
I know. I told you it'd be a surprise.
Yeah, I'll never get it.
All right. Well,
it better not be Tennessee. If it is,
I mean, Tennessee is 12-1. So Alabama, 6-1. Mystery team, 7-1. Clemson 17-2, Michigan 9-1, Ohio State 9-1, Florida State 10-1, Tennessee 12-1, Oklahoma 16-1, Notre Dame 20-1. Those are
Notre Dame either. Is it Stanford?
It is LSU.
Oh. Okay. Well,
I'm
going to say there's no value in that.
No. Well, they start at 14-1.
I think LSU is. I think they should be better than 14-1. But 7-1, no.
No, they shouldn't be cut in half. I think 10-12 is about right for them. They should be in that Florida State range. Some other teams, in case you're curious. Baylor, which on the 13th of January was a 12-1 shot. Care to guess what the Bears are today?
I'm surprised they're still on the board, but I'll go with 45-1.
Very close. They're in a group of 50-1s that includes Auburn, Michigan State, and UCLA.
Boy, and how much better do you feel about those three teams than Baylor right now?
Considerably.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not crazy about any of them, but in a group that includes, there are three Texas teams at 66-1. Would you like to know who they are?
66-1.
66-1.
Coug.
Correct.
TCU's got to be shorter than that.
Yeah, TCU is 40.
Okay. UH, Aggie. I guess it's got to be Texas.
It is. It's UH, Aggie, and Texas are all 66-1.
Huh?
That's a little surprising to me that they all have the same odds, but probably about right.
Yeah, it probably is. I mean, A&M and Texas, where they sit in their conference. If you were doing power rankings today, you'd say that sounds about right. And UH, let's face it, they have a lot to overcome to get to that championship, much less win it. So, yeah, it's not that surprising to me.
There's three teams that were off the board that you can now get odds on at 500-1. And I would have to say none of these would get one penny of my money, but
I don't know who was on the board
before. Iowa State, Pittsburgh, and Red Raider.
Oh, Texas Tech, huh?
Yeah, so Red Raider fan, you can get 500-1 on Cliff Kingsbury and Company.
If the odds are 500-1, you're wasting your money.
Yeah.
Let's face it. If the odds are 300-1, you're wasting your money.
Now you know what's going to happen. You're going to have soccer guy out there saying, well, look at Leicester City.
Yeah. Yeah, it doesn't work that way in America.
Yeah, well, Anyway, Robert asked, do you think OU at 16-1 to win it all is the best value on the table?
I think it's a very good value.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking for is numbers on teams that, yeah, I think Oklahoma 16-1 up from 14-1 is, well, honestly, I'm not touching anything right now that's under 10-1.
Yeah.
I don't think there's any value in that. So that leads me to the Florida State, Tennessee, Oklahoma, Notre Dame, Stanford group. And of those, Oklahoma and Stanford are the only two I really like. Maybe Florida State, but 10-1 is kind of short. USC at 33-1, if you're looking. That's your team.
No, not for 33-1.
I'll tell you what, another team that I kind of have been keeping an eye on and I think is going to be better than a lot of people think, Florida at 40-1. You're kind of getting into those numbers where...
You said TCU's 40-1 too, right?
Yeah.
I think that's pretty reasonable.
Yeah, because they could win that conference. I mean, I don't think they will, but they could. And that might be enough to get them in.
Yeah.
And then you just get hot at the right time. Auburn at 50-1 is interesting to me. And if you believe the hype about Oklahoma State...
I don't.
You're getting 66-1.
Same as Bevo and Aggie and Coos.
Houston, yeah. So... trying to see if there's anybody else on this list. I know there's been a lot of talk about North Carolina. You can get them at 100-1, but good luck with that. BYU 250-1.
No.
So
I think, and this is I really think the team that's most likely to crash that party of teams, and I don't think they'll make the playoff by any stretch, but I think San Diego State is probably, like, of non-power conference teams, I think they're most likely to go undefeated.
Hmm.
I looked at their schedule, they may win every game. I don't think it's going to matter because their schedule is crappy, but I think they'll go undefeated.
Yeah, they're not on the board at all. So,
that's because, like I said, I think they'll go, if they win undefeated, I still don't think they'd even come close to the top four.
Everybody asks, what about Duck? This is probably the first time I've seen Oregon at this high of odds ever.
What are they at, 30?
33.
That's pretty good value.
Yep, that's not bad value.
Isn't that what you said USC was?
Yes, same thing.
Okay. Man, I really think that between Stanford, USC, Oregon, and Washington, I mean, I guess maybe UCLA just because of that quarterback, but, I mean, there's pretty decent value on all those teams. One of those teams is going to win the conference, you know?
And they should get in the playoff. Whoever wins the conference more should get in the playoff. I mean, and you're getting 50 on UCLA, you're getting 40 on Washington.
Meanwhile, you're getting Alabama and LSU. Like, if you're SEC guy or Big Ten guy, I mean, SEC guy, you're betting you're the top two teams on the board are from the same conference. There's no way they're both going to make the playoff. I mean, it's possible, but it's highly unlikely.
Well, and that's the thing. Just looking at the top five favorites, four of them are from the same conferences. Two from the SEC, two from the Big Ten. There's no way that all four of those teams are getting in.
Well, and two, you said Florida State and Clemson are both in the...
Basically, of your top six, that it's those three conferences.
That's what I'll say. The value is, if you think Oklahoma's going to win the Big 12, or you think... TCU is going to win the Big 12. I think there's value there. Otherwise, there's value in picking the Pac-12 team that you think is going to win. So that's what I'd consider value.
Yeah, and Brooke's saying if Harris has an average year, LSU will win it all. I'm not here predicting who's going to win what. I'm just telling you that that's not a good value for what you should be getting. You should be getting 10 or 12-1 if you think LSU is the best team. But a lot of you are obviously betting it on Bovada. That's why the numbers have come down. Let's grab a quick phone call. Simon, you're on the Blitz. Go, sir.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Doing sports.
Leonard Fournette is the best running back in the nation. Why can't LSU be number one?
Well, because
why can't they win it all?
Well, mostly because when's the last time LSU had good quarterback play?
Well, to be honest with you, it's been a minute. LSU has had good quarterbacks in the past. But for obvious reasons, they're not there anymore. You know, LSU, they got to be a little more open-minded about the people that come to play quarterback and judge a person on their skills, not on their appearance.
I think that's the other funny thing is LSU fan, you know, less than 6 months ago wanted to fire Les Miles. Now they think he's going to win the national championship.
Yeah, Yeah.
I mean, that's the dichotomy of LSU. I just say LSU, the reason they're not going to win the national championship is because I still think Alabama's better than them. You know, and as much as we talk about odds and things like that, if you gave me the same price on every team, I still think Alabama's the best team.
Yeah, I still think sooner or later, they've got to have a down year. They just never do. And
they will once Nick Saban leaves.
Yeah, well.
Then there'll be several down years in a row, I'm sure.
No, but and even with Saban there, I just think at some point when you – and, yeah, they recruit like champs, but they hit on so many of them. And look, LSU does the same thing. Every year they lose 5, 6, 7 guys to the NFL, key guys, and then they replace them, and they're fine, and guys at key positions. So at some point you're going to have a crop that just isn't as good. It's just got to happen. It just hasn't yet. But, no, listen, I like LSU, but if you're telling me that there's one tick of a price difference between them and Alabama, Alabama at 6 and LSU at 7, now I wouldn't bet either one at those prices. But I'm putting my money on Alabama. I'll take the team that's done it more recently.
And, you know, 2 years ago, Georgia had the best running back in the country. That doesn't automatically mean you're going to the national championship game. Having the best running back is nice. But remember, we're in the era where if you can't chuck the ball around a little bit, and mostly in college football, your defense is more important than damn near anybody on offense. But you always got to have decent play at quarterback. And I think we've seen over the last couple of years, it's getting more and more important.
And, hey, I think LSU is going to be really good again. I think they're going to be a 10-win team, and you know, they're going to be in that conversation. But I can't see them as the second favorite right now.
And I can't either.
I think the way the odds are.
I liked LSU as, like, kind of a dark horse.
Yeah, yeah, I liked them. I'm telling you, 12-1. I'm 14-1 when they open. Yeah, I like that price. That's worth it. 7-1? Not so much. All right. Quick break. Don't go anywhere. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5. I get loose in the summer, winter, spring, and autumn. It's Dre on the mic getting physical. Doing the job in WA is the lynch mob.
ESPN 97.5. It's just one of those days. From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. I thought England was supposed to be good at rugby. Was it? I don't know much about who's good and who's not, but I just assume because it's always South Africa, New Zealand, Australia, that England would be good too, right? Because it's all, they're all basically the same white guys.
I always, when I think of English people, I think of them being slow.
Well, they're pretty slow playing Fiji. They're getting their asses handed to them here. It's like 27-0 already.
And too many white guys to compete.
Apparently so. And he just made the extra point. So, yeah. I think it's 27. Anyway, 713-780-ESPN if you want to get in. Boy, I just saw a thing. There's a heat advisory as of 4 o'clock. A heat index of 109.
Oh, my.
So That explains why I'm getting so many nasty texts today. Everybody's in a bad mood. Just relax. Go have a beer. Chill. Smoke some weed. Do something. Actually, I'm getting more bad texts because the ones that I had muted when this thing switched over, I haven't muted them. I mean, they came back. So now I got to find a new way to mute them. So 508 says Fiji is the best rugby sevens team in the world.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, they look like it. Certainly beating the crap out of the English. So is England not any good? I mean,
that would be my question.
For a rugby guy. Is England any good? So, because right now, not so much. You watching any of the exhibition football tonight?
I might tune into some. You know, I don't really like practice football, but I mean, just to get a taste, I may do it.
I'm kind of curious about just a couple of things. Like, I want to see Carson Wentz play a little bit, see how he looks.
Yeah.
So I'm mildly interested in that. Maybe Jimmy Garoppolo. You know, see, you obviously can't learn anything from preseason because they're not getting any pressure on him. But what you can learn is if they suck in preseason, they're going to suck in the regular season worse.
Okay, we didn't get to talk about Hard Knocks because I wasn't here yesterday.
No, we didn't.
Did you feel after about 20 minutes of the show, did you feel like the Rams messed up taking Jared Goff?
I already thought that.
Well, I mean, I did too, yeah, but like when you're watching it, it's like, oh, God. And the thing that I said the most why I wouldn't want him number one is because the guy never took a snap under center in his whole life. And then it's they're showing that, and it's a whole disaster. And I'm like, oh, this is what I was talking about. But you would think, like, when you think of Cal Berkeley, don't you think of it being like a smart kids?
Theoretically, yeah. Or just like very, very liberal stoner types.
Yeah, but I guess, I mean, you wouldn't think that it's people who aren't smart enough to figure out that the sun rises in the east and sets in the west, right?
Yeah, you never
that
know.
That seems like pretty basic.
You know what, though?
Like, Farrell Cooper went to school in South Carolina. He didn't know that either. Okay, he went to South Carolina. This dude went to Cal Berkeley. What were you doing there that whole time?
With that hair, probably
just
every...
Just banging chicks.
Yeah, every other girl
That's
out
it.
On the...
Yeah.
No, honestly, I've seen this with a lot of people who are... I don't want to dog people, but the truth is, I know some very smart people that don't know very basic common sense things like that.
Yeah.
And, you know, they can do the most amazing mathematical equations, or they can, you know, break down every molecule of anything, but they can't tell you who the starting quarterback for the Texans is. Mm. Or they can't tell you how to walk across the street without getting hit by a car. It's just some really brilliant people are so locked in to certain things that they have no common sense. I would say there's a lot of those on the Rice campus.
Yeah.
Very, very bright.
Geniuses.
Genius people. Very intelligent about certain things. But to be that great at certain things, you kind of have to ignore like little obvious things to us. That's all.
I get, but
so
I
I'm
going
like to give him, I'm going to give him a little, I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt on that. That maybe he is really, really smart at whatever it was he was going to school for, but not exactly on everything.
Hmm.
No. I wasn't all that impressed with the first episode. I thought it was okay. I think maybe I'm just kind of bored with the whole Hard Knocks thing. I think I was before last year, and because it was the Texans,
yeah,
kind of got into it again.
I think I'll never get bored with it. I loved that the guy got kicked off the team for trying to get laid.
That was cool.
And
that was
like,
the best part.
Oh, she wasn't going to stay or anything. And he's like, I got to cut you. I was like, whoa, he cut him for it. That's hardcore. Like, and I knew the kid had gotten cut. I didn't know that was why. But then when he said, I was like, man, that makes sense. And he's already picked up, I think, with the Eagles.
Yeah, he got picked up by the Eagles.
But that's a that might be the one thing ever that's made me respect Jeff Fisher. that was hardcore.
Well, you know damn well they were going to cut him anyway if he did that, though. If the guy were any good, he's not getting cut.
Oh, yeah.
For that,
I mean, if he weren't an undrafted free agent,
right.
Yeah, he'd still have a job. But that's your goal, right? Your hope as a coach is if someone messes up, breaks my rules, that it's someone who...
It's not Jared Goff doing it.
Exactly.
If Jared Goff brings that girl in there, it's going to...
I mean, Todd Gurley could have had an orgy in his room. Yeah. Aaron Donald, I mean, that dude... He could have had a house party, and they wouldn't have said a damn thing. I mean, there was, hey, bro, come on.
Don't do that again.
But an undrafted free agent receiver? Oh, thank you, Jesus. You're cut, bro. I'm telling you guys, I'm making an example of people around here. That lets them know.
Well, the negative for him is that he goes from California woman to Philadelphia woman. That's going to be a downgrade.
Sorry, bro.
Yeah. That's what you get for bringing him in there.
I hope you like him thick.
And pale.
Yeah.
A lot of paleness over there. So 713-780-ESPN. Did you see the guy climbing the Trump Tower yesterday? We were mesmerized by that.
I didn't see that.
You didn't see it? Oh, well, you guess you were.
I was out of the loop all day.
Some dude tried to climb the Trump Tower. And so we were betting on how many floors he would get before the police got him, and it went under. So sorry you missed that. It was fun. So apparently... This is why I like so many of our listeners. They know about stuff that we don't. Apparently, England's much better in the rugby 15s because it's a slower game.
Yeah.
That makes perfect sense.
Do you want the seven odds? Fiji came in opening at 9-4. And
okay, that's...
To win the whole thing?
Yeah. And Great Britain came in at 11-1, which was the fifth best odds.
Oh, okay.
And the U.S. came in right behind Great Britain at 20-1.
That was the team that Nate Ebner's on, right?
Oh, dude, what are we talking about now? Let's
the Patriot?
Yeah, the Patriot.
Yeah.
Well, it's football talk.
What
AJ.
Team is he on?
He was on the U.S. Rugby Sevens team.
Oh, okay.
And you didn't see Bill Belichick wearing his U.S. rugby shirt? 832 says, watching Hard Knocks made me miss Fisher all over again. Would you rather have him or O'Brien? I would never want Jeff Fisher as my coach. I think he is the most overrated coach in the NFL.
He's an established also-ran.
Yeah. What has he done?
If Jeff Fisher were a great coach, he would have won a title by now.
Well, and he would have – he at least made it to one Super Bowl. But he's had maybe and we've gone through his record before. It's amazing how mediocre he is. I mean, that the guy just never does anything. And he hasn't had a team that was any good in years now. When was the last time he had a team with a winning record?
That's what I also thought was funny. He's like, I'm not here to go 8-8 or 9-7.
No,
and
this
like,
isn't a bleeping 7-9 team.
I'm that's kind of your thing, isn't it, Jeff?
No,
I feel like you're the epitome of a 7-9 coach.
He might be. That might be. Yeah, his last winning season, 2008.
God, that's a long time ago.
Here's his record since then, 8-8. 6-10, 7-8-1, 7-9, 6-10, 7-9. That's a 6-year pattern.
So basically, he says, I'm not here to go 7-9, but that's pretty much what he does. And he says, I'm not here to go 8-8, but at this point, 8-8 would be the best season he's had since when?
Well,
2009, 10.
Let me throw 2008? This at you. He's had 21 years as a head coach. How many winning seasons do you think Jeff Fisher has had in those 21? Just ballpark guess.
21 seasons?
21 seasons.
Is this counting 8-8s? No.
No, it's not counting 8-8s. Winning seasons, winning records. I'll tell you what.
7.
6. 6 winning records. And he's also,
and they were all in Tennessee, right?
They were all in Tennessee. 99-13-3, 2013-3. Then 7-9, then 2002-11-5, 2003-12-4. Then he reeled off 5-11, 4-12, and one of his 5 8-8 records.
Oh man.
Then came back with a 10-6 in 07 and a 13-3 in 08. And then after that, he's had 1 8-8 season. He was fired after that. Well, no, he went 6-10 in Tennessee, and then with the Rams.
So, did he make the playoffs in all those seasons?
Yeah, he did make the playoffs in all of them.
Okay, so he went 3-1 in his first playoffs. How many playoff games has he won besides the three that he won when they lost to the Rams?
2. He's 5-6 in the playoffs. His career record is 169-156, which I find amazing that he has an over 500 record, considering that 6 times in 21 years he's had a team with a winning record. And 3 of those were 13-3. And then he had a 10-11 and a 12, but everything else has been mediocre at best. And this is year 5 in St. Louis. His best record in his previous 4 seasons is 7-8-1. So he hasn't even been 500. So I don't know if that answers your question about what I think about Jeff Fisher.
Listen, we don't really know what Bill O'Brien is as a coach, but I'll take Bill O'Brien's upside over what Jeff Fisher is. I mean, Jeff Fisher, you pretty much know what you're going to get. You're going to get probably 8-8 if you're lucky.
Yeah, and
on average,
yeah, and you'll have a competitive team that plays.
What's career record? Do you have that?
Yeah, that's what I was saying. It's surprisingly 169-156.
So slightly, that's better than.
It's better than I would have thought, considering.
It's because when he wins more, like he goes 13-3 sometimes.
Well, he did that 3 times. That's why.
That's crazy.
And he always goes 8-8. I mean, his worst season's is 4-12. So you know you're not going to get a total crap year very often. And I guess that's what you like, right? That's what keeps you employed.
Yep.
Somebody asked, who's more mediocre, him or Marvin Lewis? I'll take Marvin Lewis.
I'll take Marvin Lewis, too, yeah. Lewis has been to how many playoffs in a row?
Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 in a row.
And Jeff Fisher's been to 6 in his career?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll take Marvin Lewis.
Yeah, 112-92 with 2 ties for Marvin Lewis, so a better win percentage, and has never won a playoff game, though. So, yeah. To me, that is just the definition of mediocrity, is Jeff Fisher. So, anyway,
All right, I'm going to tell you guys about Allied Outdoor Solutions. If your backyard is looking rough, you want to improve the way it's looking, call the pros at Allied Outdoor Solutions. They can renovate your fading pool deck, your grayed-out patio, your outdated driveway with a carved stone overlay. Carved stone gives you the superior look of real stone on your existing surface for a lot less money. It's troweled, hand-carved, custom-colored for your place, so it looks great. It's very durable, twice as strong as concrete, and Allied stands behind carved stone with a 7-year warranty. They can help you on residential and commercial projects. And if your backyard's currently a blank slate, Allied will build the space from the ground up. Whether you want a functional concrete patio or you want to go all out, get the big outdoor kitchen patio cover, they can take care of all of it. They can help you hang on to some money as well. Several monthly payment options. They even offer 0% financing for up to 18 months. It's no wonder they're a certified ICIP installer since 2010. These guys know what they're doing. Save yourself the hassle and expense of tearing everything out and starting over. Get a carved stone overlay for the look and feel of real stone for less from Allied Outdoor Solutions. Stop by the showroom, I-10 in the Beltway. Check out what they can do for you, or check out the Carved Stone Project's photo gallery at AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com. That's AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com, or call for a risk-free estimate, 713-465-0400. 713-465-0400 for Allied Outdoor Solutions.
Is the Blitz.
Don't you get it?
On ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780-ESPN. You know, the Titans team that made the Super Bowl was almost a complete fluke, too.
Don't get me started. It was an absolute fluke. That team should have lost in the first round.
Yeah, and
if replay existed today.
Well, no, they had replay. They just couldn't determine whether it was forward or backward. Yeah. It was one of those, whichever way you called it, was not going to get overturned.
Bullcorn. Yeah.
Let's grab a phone call. Jesse, you're on the Blitz. Go, sir.
Sports guys.
Hey, now.
Go, man.
I was watching Hard Knocks the other day, and I wasn't a fan of just Jeff Fisher before Sunday, and watching the show kind of put a nail in the coffin for me. But when he was talking about going 8-8, and then he even said he didn't want to go 10-6.
Oh,
which
he
I
would,
thought was
he's
ridiculous.
Crazy. If that guy goes 10-6, it's a celebration, let me tell you.
And he also said that he kept telling his players, just trust in me and we'll be successful. Why would anybody put their trust in Jeff Fisher?
Well, the owners have.
Yeah.
And they've been rewarded with
mediocrity.
7-8-1, yeah. 7-9, 6-10. 7-9. Yeah, I just that's one of those guys who he had that one run to the Super Bowl and then had and followed it up with a nice year after that when he had Steve McNair playing at a really high level and hasn't done much since.
No.
And that's and especially once McNair was gone. I mean, they did get to the playoffs a couple times, but he hasn't won a playoff game. Now, here's a better number for you. Care to guess what the last year a Jeff Fisher coach team won a playoff game?
2003
is correct.
I always almost get it. This time I get it.
Yeah, you nailed it. 2003 was the last time he won a playoff game as a head coach, which will be 13 years ago.
It's crazy.
But no, I'd rather have him than Bill O'Brien.
Yeah. I'll take Billy O and hope.
Yeah, and if he turns out to suck, then try again.
Cool.
Yeah. He's pretty much Kubiak without...
Jeff Fisher, he's a retread. I mean, at this point, he's a guy who they've tried for a long time. He hasn't worked out. Been to some places now. He's not just been in one spot. Now he's been around. Still not winning in the new place? No thanks. You're not going to get. You can't get by on an AFC championship for more than 20 years, right? I mean, that's what we're going on.
That's
what we're going on.
It's pretty much what he's done. But somebody comparing him to John Fox. John Fox went to two Super Bowls with two different teams.
Yeah.
And also better career winning percentage overall. Now, it hasn't been. I mean, the guy got fired after going 12-4 in Denver. He won the AFC East with Tim Tebow at quarterback. I mean, the AFC West with Tim Tebow at quarterback at 8-8. Then 13-3, 13-3, 12-4. He's had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 in his career. He's had more winning seasons than Fisher in significantly less time. Been to the playoffs 7 times, 6 winning seasons.
Yeah.
And, so not close. Basically, Jeff Fisher is unique in his mediocrity. Lamont says of that whole coaching staff, the only one who didn't sound delusional was the D-line coach.
Is that the Marine Corps guy?
I think so, yeah. Northside Mike, the only thing Jeff Fisher is good for is being on a team that moves to another city. Yeah, he's 2 for 2 on that. Okay, what the hell is this? Is this field hockey? Is that lacrosse? I guess it's not. It's field hockey. Those aren't even. We don't even have really good sticks. We got women's field hockey going on a blue field.
Who has time for that? There's too many events in the Olympics.
Yeah. Did you see the guy who coaches the men's team handball thing said it wouldn't take long for LeBron to be the best
handball player?
Yeah, best handball player in the world.
That's not surprising. Handball is one of those games. If you're super athletic, then it.
And it's got some of the same skills as basketball. I've only watched it 4 times in my life, probably, but it looks kind of similar. And, of course, LeBron, who got his new contract today, 3 years, $100 million. But with that kind of skill set and athleticism, yeah, it wouldn't take him that long. That's one crossover sport where you could say, all right, yeah, I could see that happening.
And I saw that. This is the first time LeBron James will be the highest paid player in the league.
Yeah.
So.
When is David Shaw going to get an NFL job? That dude is going to be good. I don't know. I mean, I think eventually
I have to start giving him credit because at first I thought, well, maybe he's just, you know, he's got Harbaugh's guys and just kind of kept the same system going. But you're now into, you know, he's obviously a damn good football coach in his own right. And I think he'll be successful in the NFL at some point in the right job. But if I'm him, I'm waiting. I'm waiting until there's a good job open. Like, to me, if I'm him, I would have been interested in the Giants. Because they keep guys forever. There's some stability there. Pretty good front office. I would have waited for a job like that. I would not have touched San Francisco. Once they chased Harbaugh off.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
That's a job I wouldn't have touched. But I don't know. He seems pretty happy there. And we shall see. 713 says Fisher is the Rick Smith of head coaching. Old owners like him for no reason. Yeah, I'm surprised. I'm surprised that he's managed to survive this long. Let's try Lamar. What's up, Lamar? Hello, Lamar.
Hello.
You're on, man. Go.
Hey, man. I was just wanted to comment about y'all's comment about Jeff Fisher. I don't think he's the greatest guy in the world either, but you made the point that he did well with McNair, and he hadn't since. That's no different than any other coach. Belichick's the king because of Brady. So the coaches are not the deal. It's the quarterback.
Maybe, but here's the other deal. How much, I mean, and Jeff Fisher especially has a lot of say in who his quarterback has been over the years, the one exception being Vince Young. I mean, at some point, you got to run out on how long you get before you're going to develop another quarterback. It's been a long time since Steve McNair played in the NFL. You know, it's I don't know how long you can get by on that. The last time Jeff Fisher coached Steve McNair was 2005, which, by the way, Steve McNair won 4 games for him that year. So, I mean, you're going on over 10 years. In 10 years, he hasn't done anything since. Usually, if that's the case, you're just washed out of the league. This guy can never find a quarterback. He can't make it.
Yeah, and I'm sorry, but good coaches are going to get something out of even bad quarterbacks. And whoever it was that tried to compare him to John Fox, John Fox got to a Super Bowl with Jake Delhomme at quarterback and got to the playoffs with Tim Tebow at quarterback and went through a whole bunch of people in Carolina. And once he had Peyton Manning, 13-3, 12-4.
And by the way, of all the time that he had Steve McNair, had a winning record, 4 seasons.
Yeah.
You know, at the end of the day, it's
yes, if you have an elite quarterback, you're going to put up a good record. Look at, there's a lot of guys you can use that as an example for. But you know what? Remember what Bill Belichick's record was when the 1 year Brady was hurt? You know how many times Jeff Fisher's done? It's 11-5. They missed the playoffs at 11-5. Yeah. You know how many times that Jeff Fisher's done that since?
Ever.
2003?
None.
Once. 13-3 in 2008.
Ugh. And lost in the first round, right?
Yep. Did not win a playoff game. So, yeah, it's easy to put it all on the quarterback, but it's not accurate either. Quick break. It's a blitz on ESPN 975.
ESPN 97.5.
Still Snoop Dogg and D.I. Guess who's back?
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Round 3 of Rock the Mic is Friday. It's a little different this year. That's tomorrow, by the way. 4 open casting calls at 4 different locations around the city. Just 2 left. 2 contestants from each open call will be invited to the finals. So if you're entertaining, opinionated, and knowledgeable about sports and stuff, come to Wingstop on Beechnut and Hillcroft tomorrow between 4 and 7 and see if you have it. Visit ESPN975.com for all the contest locations and details. And one of our finalists, who is Holly on Twitter, said, of course, it's the Eagles that picked that guy up.
Of course.
Yeah, big Eagles fan.
Well, listen. So. Somebody, I'm sure there's people in maybe Philly doesn't have as strict the rules about who, when, and where you're allowed to bang chicks.
Yeah, I'm for.
I feel like when you're in the NFL, I mean, you should be able to bang where you want.
Theoretically, I'm with you. Russ asked 6.5 seems like a lot to be giving Montreal, especially since Edmonton hasn't won against the East. What do you think? Montreal is so awful. I can't touch that game with a 10-foot pole, and it's in Edmonton. Edmonton's bad too. 6.5 is a lot. I had the same thought, but they can't score. Montreal's just
garbage.
They're garbage, and they make one fatal mistake in every game that leads to a defensive touchdown for the other team, and then they just fall apart. But if you were going to go that way, I'd take Montreal. I am all completely in love with Saskatchewan Calgary over 55 on Saturday. That's my play of the week.
What about Saints Patriots? Play of the week.
I don't have any plays on exhibition. Sorry.
Good.
Not yet. But
nor should you, by the way.
Yeah,
that was a test.
So says, don't forget, he's been in a division. Seattle's been dominating for the last 5 years. Food for thought. This isn't just the last 5 years, man. We went through his whole career. If you love him, that's great. If you like mediocrity, that's great. You're probably a Texans fan too, because you're a Rick Smith fan.
I mean, I understand the Seahawks have been good, but it's been a while since. I mean, it seems to me anyway. I mean, Arizona won that division last year. Then Seattle won a couple of years. The Niners won it a couple of years.
Yeah, everybody's kind of rotated been there.
The Rams haven't won that division since 2002-03. And, I mean.
Yeah, you should go 9-7 by accident at some point. I know it's a tough division, but. Coach better.
And the last time the Rams won that division, Jeff Fisher wasn't there, mind you. It was Mike Martz's team. I don't know what year it was exactly, but he hasn't won the division since being there. So no matter how long Seattle's been dominant, I mean, the Rams have been they've not been competitive.
No, they've been 7-9. That's competitive. It's just not good. All right, we got to do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok
jeweler gem of the day.
All right, this is Florida, and it's kind of a sad story, but it's also, let this be a lesson. If somebody asks you to do some play acting and be a victim in a shoot or don't shoot exercise, just say no, because yeah, they were doing the shoot or don't shoot exercise at a Florida police community event.
Okay.
A 73-year-old retired librarian who was play acting as the victim was shot and killed by an officer who mistakenly fired live ammunition instead of blank rounds. She was shot several times.
Well, the question is, did he shoot in a shoot situation or was it a not shoot situation?
That's a good question. But
if it's a not shoot situation, then you've got a legit lawsuit coming.
The officer was playing a bad guy designed to demonstrate the quick decisions police must make on the job.
So the officer was playing a bad guy and shot the...
the librarian.
The volunteer? Was she playing the cop?
She was playing the victim. He was just a guy who came in and
started shooting people?
Yeah.
Well, I hope the cops shot in that situation.
I hope so, too. But apparently, this is something they've done all the time. And obviously, this is the first time somebody put live rounds in their gun. About 35 people were taking part in the event. Is it Punta Gorda?
Punta Gorda.
Two volunteers were selected at random to play act the scenario in which they were asked to make decisions on using simulated lethal force in a live role play. Hmm. They declined to discuss the case in detail, including information about the weapon used in the shooting, saying only that we were unaware that any live ammo for this particular weapon existed. Wow.
They were unaware that live ammo existed?
They said they thought for the particular caliber of the weapon used that there were only blank rounds available to the officer.
Oh, please.
Okay.
That's why they didn't release what kind of ammo it was, because they're going to say 9mm or something like that. Well, we didn't know they made real 9mm rounds.
It was the president of the Chamber of Commerce was in attendance. He thought she was acting at first. Says, even when it started to play out, people thought it was part of the theater of it. Nobody knew the severity until they told us to move back about 2 to 3 minutes. Anyway, that's terrible. But that is your Zadig Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. The Zadig Jeweler gem of the day.
Who plays field hockey on a blue field? That's just...
The Olympics, bro. Brazilians.
Yeah, and somebody brings up a good point. What does it matter if Seattle's dominant? They only play them twice a year. And, oh, by the way, they had a pretty good record against the Seahawks, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, that's like the one team they can beat occasionally.
Yeah. Somebody asked, doesn't that sound like it should be a scene in the Police Academy movie? Yeah, probably so. But it happened for real. All right. 713-780-ESPN. Hope you guys are getting home safely, and hopefully your car's not overheating in this stuff. I'm hearing... somebody said 116 was the heat index. That's insane. All right. I got to get off Twitter because I'm sick and tired of seeing gymnast photos that people are tweeting out. Unfortunately, I'm not going to look at real Twitter. I'm just going to look at people who tweet me. And if you start tweeting gymnast photos, then I'm not even going to do that the next hour. All right. Get some phone calls when we come back. Quick break to Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Set your clock and grab your job.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.